today. The candidates who want to serve you as Overton County Commissioner, Clay County Executive, Jackson County Commissioner, Overton County Executive, and White County Commissioner. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Live Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin today's program with Patrick McCurdy, candidate for the Overton County Commission in District 4. Patrick, it's good to have you with us on the program. What led to your decision to seek the office of County Commission out of District 4?
Good afternoon. I've lived here for quite a few years, and I'm getting older, and I'm to the point where I'd like to give back, and I'd like to do that with some leadership.
What experiences in your life, Patrick, do you feel help make you a good candidate for this office?
I've lived quite a few places. I've owned a few businesses, probably in small business. I've met enough people to understand production, productivity, growth, and that's one of my concerns about this county as well as the state and even the nation is debt. When times are plenty, we tend to take in money and spend it, and we don't save for the lean times. And so I want to make sure that debt's under control and we have enough money to go forward in lean times.
Have there been any type of particular issues or events that have occurred that maybe had some influence on your decision to run as well?
Probably seeing a lot of people move in. I love this county just the way it is. I like the open spaces. I wish it would stay the same way, but reality is it won't. A lot of people are moving in. So the question is not if we grow, but how we grow, how we move forward to maintain our way of life here where people are honest and do business with a handshake and where we respect our neighbors and our neighbors' property.
Patrick, you mentioned growth. When you reference that, what would you like to see in Overton County in terms of growth? And likewise, how do you feel like the county commission should go about helping to manage that growth?
That question has a lot of facets. Being almost a libertarian, being a private property rights person, I would like to see government stay mostly out of businesses growing and bringing businesses in. However, infrastructure, and again, a secure place to do business. One thing is a person can have a business, produce a lot of things and make money, but if it's not secure or its employees are not secure because of drug problems or theft or stealing, etc., that business is going to have a hard time staying in business.
Patrick McCurdy is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is challenging for a seat on the Overton County Commission out of District 4. Patrick, you know, we're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
I think we go back to basics and ask ourselves what kind of services should government give, and that is again to provide infrastructure. I'm not big on giving money away. I'm not big on entitlements, but I am big on working together and getting if everybody's in a ball game and know the rules and can go forward, then it's fair play. And I think transparency in government and where rules are applied to individuals, whether they have large holdings or just starting, they should all have the same fair shake at starting a business and going.
Are there any specific things you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
You know, driving around, you can always be a critic. I guess I'm going to have to wait till I go through the books and go through budgets and see how it works before I can say they can do better. I like this county. I like the way it's run now. I just feel that I can add to it because of my background. I can add to the leadership and make it even better.
Patrick, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Livingston?
Oh, I think it's I think it's hand in hand. I think it's a hand in glove. Very, very important. Very important.
Patrick, as you have met with and spoken with local voters in District 4, what are you hearing from them in terms of what their concerns are?
Drugs. Drugs, drug problems, calling law enforcement and having a, you know, there's a lag time before it gets investigated. I don't know why that is, but I think that it should be looked at. But everywhere you go in Overton County, there are a lot of drugs and a lot of drug problems. And I think that's where the theft and the stealing takes place. And people, it seems to be getting worse. And so I think homelessness also will be a part of that. Even in Overton County, I think it's coming. And I think we have to find a way to minimize that. And, of course, I think the root of that is drugs.
What are the county's biggest fund expenditures in any county are schools? From what you've seen, do you feel like the local school system has been a good steward of the money being spent on the schools?
My background is I taught private school for a few years, and I homeschooled my kids. Schooling is an important part of my life. I'd like to see what the budget is and what they do. I know the test scores, even here at the Rickman School are higher than most. What I say is every home is a homeschool. I think the parents, again, need to, have responsibility and teach their children at home. I get this all the time. I wish the school would teach us about money. I wish the school would teach us about work. Well, they should be doing that at home and going to school and learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. The school gets blamed for, the teachers get blamed for a lot that's not their fault because parents aren't teaching their kids at home. I don't know how to transfer that back to homes.
Patrick McCurdy, as we wrap up today, if you were face-to-face with a 4th District voter, what would you tell them they would be getting in Patrick McCurdy as a county commissioner?
One is I'll run the county's money like I run my business's money, in the black, and bills will be paid. Number two, I will hear both sides of whatever story and do what's right. I think there's a lot of politicians, but we're missing statesmen. I consider myself a statesman. I will do what's right. And it may not make some people happy, but my heart will always be to do what's right.
Patrick McCurdy has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is challenging for seats on the Overton County Commission out of District 4. Up next on Meet the Candidates is Mr. Billy Phipps. He is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 4. Billy, it's good to have you with us on the program. Let's go back to when you initially decided to run for the Overton County Commission. What was it that factored into your decision that made you want to run for that office?
Well, actually, of course, I've been on the court several years, but one thing that really stood out to me years ago when I got married, of course, that's been 53 years ago, in 69, there was no jobs in Overton County that paid anything, and people had it kind of rough. And me and my wife had to move to Detroit, which a lot of people did, moved out of the county, moved north to good jobs. And because there wasn't anything here, so we moved up there and stayed for a while, but we got homesick and we didn't want to raise our sons up there with everything was going on and starting to happen. So we moved back to Tennessee, and we've been here where we live now 35 years, but we were born and raised in Tennessee, in Monterey, so we're right here at home.
Billy, what do you feel are the most important characteristics of being a good county commissioner?
Listening to the people, and that's one thing that I've emphasized the entire time that I've been on the county court. Of course, a lot of times it's just simple things comes along that we can handle, but a lot of times the big issues come up. I believe in getting out here and talking to some of the people in the district and see what they feel like. I mean, I don't have all the answers. Don't pretend to, never have pretend to. And I like to get other opinions of people and see what they want to do. And that's what I try to mostly do. If it's a big issue, see what the public wants. And it may not be exactly what I want, but if the majority of the public wants something else, I try to go along with them and help them.
As you do speak with the local voters in your district, what are some things that you hear from them in terms of their concerns about Overton County?
Of course, most people, is that they want to keep their tax rate, I mean, low as they can. And, of course, right now with the economy like it is and everything, I mean, stuff going up, food, gas, and everything, I'd like to do our best as a commission not cause any more burden on the people of the county and keep their taxes low and take care of that. And just, you know, I'm just here for whatever the people need, anything I can do to help them. That's what I'm for.
Billy, what are some of the biggest areas of growth that you've witnessed in recent years? And likewise, what are some areas where you would like to see more growth moving forward in Overton County?
Well, in the last few years, we've got this Fitzgerald's we got down here that moved in and got several jobs down here for us. And I just like to see Overton County grow. I mean, I like to have some good paying jobs here for public and for our kids growing up and grandkids where they can make a good, decent living here at home and be able to survive. And we've done some good things. We're looking at some other land now to maybe to invest in. So we just want to keep the county growing and keep jobs going for the people and just make it a hometown feeling for them where they really feel good and want to stay here.
Over to County Commissioner Billy Phipps, our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking re-election to the commission out of District 4. Billy, one of the county's biggest fund expenditures, as is the case with just about every county, schools. Do you feel like the local school system is being a good steward of the money being spent on schools?
Yes, sir. We've got, I believe right now, we've got one of the fine school system going on. We've got some good members on the board that it seems like they're really doing a good job trying to take care of their money at the school system. They really do good. And I'm really proud of them. To be honest with you, we got a good superintendent of schools really trying to do good. And, you know, I'm really proud of them.
We're at a time where it seems people are in demand for more and more services. How do you go about, as a county commission, prioritizing those services?
Well, we just have, you know, we just have to not outspend what we bring in. And, you know, we try to take care of the things we really do need. I mean, I know that the county can do other things. That I was at a meeting last night, and a lady mentioned a dog, well, not a dog pound, but a place to take care of pets, and we don't have anything like that. Of course, our revenue, I mean, we just do what we can do, and we do the best we can do. And in the future, I'd like to see something like that. But, you know, right now, it's just hard to do. You do it. There's a lot of things you want to do. You just can't do it on account of money. I mean, we don't have the revenue coming in, so we just have to do the best we can for a small county.
Are there specific things that you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
Be honest with you, I believe we're doing a great job in the county. I mean, I've been on the county commission 26 years, so I've seen a lot of things come and go. And, you know, one thing I'd like to emphasize on, we've got a good county commission. We've got a good budget director, county executive. Everybody works good together. But what I'm so proud of is this county court. And I wish the federal government, state government could take note in what we do, and I know they won't. But we've got Democrats, we've got Republicans, we've got independents on our 15 court members. We go in there, we don't have anything to do with parties. We want to work for what people is there. We don't care about the party. We're trying to take care of the citizens over in county and do the best we can there, and we leave the politics on the side.
Billy Phipps, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Livingston?
Oh, I think it's a must. I mean, we're all in it for the same reason, hopefully. And, of course, I know the mayor of Livingston real well, but we work good together, and I hope we continue to. But, I mean, it takes all of us working together to have a good Overton County and good Livingston City. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Billy, as we wrap up today, if you're reelected to the office of Overton County Commission, what would you say to the voters that they would be getting and Billy Phipps as their ongoing county commissioner?
To just continue to be honest with the people in the district and the county and do the best I can for them, like I have for the last 26 years. I mean, that's the way I've always done and try to be good to people. I mean, I'm here for them. All they got to do, my phone number's in the newspaper. Anything I can do for them, all they got to do is give me a phone call, and I'll do the best I can to take care of them.
Billy Phipps has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 4.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828. 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Up next on Meet the Candidates is Miss Jennifer Watson Smith. She is challenging for the office of Clay County Executive. Jennifer, it's good to have you on the program. Let's start out asking the question, what was it that led to your decision to run for Clay County Executive?
Well, first, I would like to say thank you so much for allowing me to do this interview. My decision for running for Clay County Mayor has kind of been a long run decision. Back when I was younger, I've always wanted to get into politics, and my educational background has kind of just now gotten to the point that I think that this is the path that I need to take. I feel like Clay County deserves a change, and that I have a few qualifications that would help bring some change to the county.
You touched on your education. What are some other experiences in your life that you feel helped to make you a good candidate?
Well, I was an educator in the county for roughly 10 years, and I taught U.S. history, econ, and government at the high school. And then later, I earned a master's degree and then graduated from Nashville School of Law in 2016. So I've gained a couple of skills for negotiation, for understanding history and econ and government, and as well as my husband and I own a small business in the county, so I have a business background in accounting as well.
Have there been any type of particular issues or events maybe that also helped influence in your decision to run?
Sure, absolutely. As a former educator in the county, I have seen I don't want to say lack of opportunity, but I've seen the lack of initiative in our young students to want to stay in Clay County. For example, my daughter, she is a student at UT Knoxville, and she doesn't have any desire to come back to Clay County. I would like to change that. I feel like we have so many opportunities here that for young workers that we don't capitalize on. There's a lot of employers in the area that need workers, but the style of workers that they need is not what we're fostering out of our high school. So I would love to be able to bridge a gap between those who are graduating high school and whether they're going on to get a four-year degree or they're going on to TCAT or just wanting to go to work, to bridge the gap between the employers and the students when they graduate high school. So I feel like that is something that I can bring to the area. As a matter of fact, in my business, myself, we have formed a partnership with the apprenticeship, the Tennessee Apprenticeship Program, and we ourselves are graduating. You can come and work for us, and we can help you get your CDLs. We can help you get your diesel mechanic license, as well as we partnershiped with TCAT in the high school with welders so that students can come to our facility and they can gain practical skills in the welding industry. I feel like I can do that with other employers in the county, so that we can grow our county from within. Don't necessarily feel that an industry from outside is our answer. I feel like we've got to build from here, and then maybe an industry from the outside to help bridge our unemployment gap.
Jennifer Watson-Smith is our guest on Meet the Candidate. She is seeking the office of county executive in Clay County. You touched on industry just a little bit, and there has been some hope of recruiting new industry into Clay County. What are some measures you think that can be taken to kind of help entice area industries to locate to Clay County?
Well, number one, we have to build our workforce here. We have to figure out what it is that industries are looking for and build that workforce here. Otherwise, we're not going to entice them to come.
One other big concern that folks talk about are the high tax rates in Clay County. Do you think there are ways and things that can be done that would help alleviate some of the tax concerns in the county?
I definitely have some ideas. Many people talk about our lake and how we don't utilize our lake economically like we should. And I do have some ideas on how we may be able to generate some revenue from our lake. But I don't really want to go into great detail about that. In the future, maybe.
Jennifer, are there specific things you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
Well, I mean, our hospital is definitely a big issue. We have such an elderly population in our county that need and deserve a hospital. And we should do something to help facilitate that group of people as well. I don't know if it's getting the hospital reopened or if it's creating a 24-hour emergency facility, but I do feel like we owe that to our citizens to get the hospital reopened. And, of course, the jail is always a big issue. I'm not a fan of drugs at all, but I also know that it's really hard to deter people from using drugs or from breaking the law when we don't have a facility to house inmates. So I do think that we have some mountains to climb, and I do feel like the citizens of Clay County deserve for their local government to try to fight for them on those behalf, and I definitely would like to be the person who is leading that charge.
Jennifer, as you meet with and speak with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of their thoughts and their concerns about Clay County?
Basically the same issues that I've already discussed, the hospital, the lack of job opportunities, and the jail, you know, the high taxes for the jail that we still don't have. So that typically is our main, the main things that I'm hearing from the citizens. There are a few others, but that's probably the most discussed.
How important do you feel it is for the county itself to have a strong working relationship with the city of Salina?
Oh, that is 100% very important. You can't get anything accomplished if you can't work together. Even if you have differences of opinion, you should be able to still cordially work with one another to try to do what's best for the citizens of Clay County, which includes Salina. So I do believe that working with other local governments and officials is very vital for change.
If you are elected county mayor, what would the Clay County voters be getting in Jennifer Watson-Smith as their county mayor?
Well, I have a lot of experience in various areas, and I have a work ethic, and I will persevere. I will work hard every day. My husband laughs all the time because he says I'm the only person he knows that can turn a 40-hour a job into an 80-hour job, but I definitely will put my heart and soul into Clay County. I love Clay County. It's such a wonderful place to live, and we have so much to offer the citizens of Clay County. I just want to be able to help move us into that direction. We deserve it. As Clay Countyans, we deserve it.
Jennifer Watson-Smith has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking election to the position of Clay County Executive. Up next on the program is Mr. Joey Denson. He is an incumbent on the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Joey, it's great to have you on the program this evening. Let's go back to when you first were elected to the County Commission and you initially decided to run. What led to that decision to want to be part of the County Commission?
Thank you, Tom. course, that's been some time back. That's actually been 24 years ago, back in the late 90s. Of course, just a willingness to serve and, of course, you know, interest. I mean, always had interest in government, worked for many forms of government through my adult life, and, as we say, grew up in it, been around it. It seemed like a good opportunity at that time. The seat was open, and I felt like, you know, my skills was something that would be beneficial, and I just wanted to, you know, serve my community and try to make help make improvements and stuff through the community.
Joey, with your time on the county commission, what do you feel are the most important characteristics that make up a good county commissioner?
Well, that's a pretty broad area there. you know, honesty has to be number one. You know, I mean, you know, keeping up with what, you know, what's going on. I mean, again, times have changed so much since my early times on the commission. I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, our community has changed so much. The business landscape, for example, has changed. But anyway, honesty, integrity, you know, being in touch with your people that you represent, you know, that has to be some of the main characteristics that you need to keep on the forefront.
Joey, what are some areas that you would like to see maybe some improvement in overall in Jackson County that maybe you and the commission have been working toward?
Obviously, improvements for our constituents. You know, we've tackled many projects through the years, and, of course, here in the last few years, you know, we're trying to come up with, you know, new ideas that will, as we say, draw people to our area and provide services for them. Everybody's doing improvements for their parks and recreations. Hey, that's on our priority list too, high up on our priority list, because our population is growing. Our constituents are, you know, in that frame of mind. They want things to do. They don't want to travel 20 or 30 miles or whatever to, you know, have to go somewhere else to visit and do things. So we're, you know, we're trying to come up with activities here locally that we can, you know, implement and give them somewhere to go, you know, 1 mile down the road versus 25 or 30 miles down the road.
We're speaking with Joey Denson. Joey is an incumbent candidate for the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Joey, as you meet with and speak with local voters, particularly in District 1, what are you hearing from them in terms of some of their concerns?
Well, naturally, everyone is concerned with, you know, the economy. One of the first questions, you know, that you get asked when you, as we say, peck on the door, you meet them on their front porch is taxes going to go up, you know, or what do you think about the future of our county and stuff like that? And no one wants to raise taxes, and that's, you know, that's not in the future of our county right now. But, you know, everyone's concerned with the economy. And so much of that is out of our control, as far as that goes. But, you know, we are aware of that. We are, as commissioners, you know, trying to make every stride that we can to, you know, do what we can as elected officials locally to keep a handle on things like that. And you know, watch our spending, spend it wisely, and look out for, you know, every dollar, every nickel, every penny that we are entrusted to serve for our fellow, you know, Jackson Countyans.
Our guest has been Joey Denson, again seeking re-election to the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Up next on Meet the Candidates is Jeff Smallwood. Jeff is challenging for a seat on the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Jeff, it's good to have you on the program today. First of all, what led to your decision to seek a seat on the Jackson County Commission?
Well, as most people in Jackson County know, I've already served commissioner in the 5th District from one term, and then I've served 5 years as commissioner in the 1st District once before.
What experiences in your life, Jeff, do you feel help make you a good candidate? And obviously you've had some experience on the commission. How does that factor in as well?
Well, I see that it factors in quite well with the 9 years that I've already served in office. I know how the county government works. I know how everything comes to play. I just think it's time that we hopefully get some more new candidates on board, and is what my hopes are, to try to push for a little more industry and business and tourism in Jackson County.
Jeff, what do you feel like are the biggest concerns facing the Jackson County Commission right now?
The biggest concerns facing our commission is, like I said, mainly finding things to bring money into our community. Right now, Jackson County, Gainesboro has no real good money revenue coming in other than the taxpayers' dollars. My goal is to try to bring something in. I'd really like to endorse tourism. I think that I feel like we have a lot to offer tourism-wise in our beautiful county.
How important do you feel it is to try to recruit new industry into the area?
I think it's very important to try to recruit new industry.
Jeff, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Gainesboro?
I think it's very important to have a strong working relationship with the city of Gainesboro.
As you meet with and speak with local voters, what do you hear from them in terms of their thoughts and concerns?
Same things I've been talking about, bringing industry in, bringing in tourism. We've got the beautiful Roaring River in our back door. We got the Cumberland River that comes all the way down through us. So we have a lot to offer tourism-wise. And we also have empty manufacturer buildings sitting empty right now that I feel like should be something in them to offer jobs to the people of our community.
Are there specific things that you feel maybe the county needs to do a better job of?
A lot better job of promoting and recruiting industry.
If you're elected to the Jackson County Commission, what would you say that the voters would be getting in Jeff Smallwood as their county commissioner?
They'll get the same as they've always got, a strong voice, strong backbone, and a guarantee to do the best that I can do.
Jeff Smallwood has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Jeff is seeking election to the Jackson County Commission out of District 1.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Stephen Barlow, one of the candidates for Overton County Executive. What made you decide to run?
Just had a feeling that I just couldn't shake. Just determined to do it, and I wasn't going to stop until I did it.
How long had it been on your mind?
For the last 3 years.
What was it that was on your mind? What was it that was kind of urging you on?
Mostly that things have started disappearing in the last 20 years. When I was a kid, we had a lot of things and activities for other children to do and families to do. And we had a movie theater, and we had a bowling alley, and we had a skating ring and all these places. And there's not a whole lot now. We just see a lot of that stuff drying up, and just looking into what's going on in town right now with all the stuff, you know. I just felt we needed a change, and with the people's voices, they agreed that we need a change, and I said, I'll be your man. It takes the whole community to make things better. It just can't rely on one or two people to change things. Everybody's got to chip in and help, and I'm a good motivator. I like to get people involved to take a change, to take a step forward, to do what they want to do. And I like to hear people's voices and what they want in their community.
How do you motivate people today? Because it seems so many of us are, I don't know if the word is disinterested or just don't feel good about the political realm. How do you see getting people involved?
Well, that's correct. You know, out of 22,000 people in our county, only 2,000 people vote. And I've been going around to different stores and places that will have me on Fridays and Saturdays and spending some time there and registering people to vote. And I kind of remind them about our history of what everybody done for us to give us that right and to give us that voice. So many people have fought for our freedom and so many people have died for our freedom to have that right, to have that voice. And if you look at the women, you know, what they had to go through of not ever getting to vote or not ever having a voice. And if we look back at our ancestors, man, they would be so disappointed at us right now. So the motivational, you know, is remind them if you want to change, you've got to be involved and you've got to step up. You can't blame anybody for not doing anything if you don't have a voice in the fact of voting that person in.
Stephen Barlow, what do you see the role of the county executive as being?
There's a big role in the county executive. I had experience in sales and I've had experience in management and a big role of not just managing budgets and being the conservative that I am, you know, watching what comes in, what goes out. They're fixing to raise taxes again in our county. And one thing you got to look at is you got to stop putting more out than you get in. And we've got to have more people spend money in our county to get that revenue and to bring more businesses and things like that into our county as more revenue for us. But there's more involved to that. I think the county executive has to sell, not our county or himself, but we have to make a pitch to certain investors to come invest in us to get those things like movie theaters and bowling alleys and things for us to do. You know, we have to pitch Overton County to get them interested in us. And that's where your good sales experience come in, but your management being able to take and to control the things that needs to happen in the county that you see in the vision. Of course, you know, it comes down to the county commissioners too, and the county commissioners need to stand up of what their community that they represent and their district, what they need, what their voice is. And it takes a big teamwork to working together. And I think with the right people in here, we could really make this county flourish and grow and be positive. And I'd like to really see us get back together and stop being separated and just one-on-one, but have things in our communities just to bring people back together because all of our community centers are shutting down. I mean, we have like one or two left. Like I said, there's no place for anybody to go. Everybody feels like we've been left out. Every time we have to go do anything, we have to leave the county and to go to somewhere else. And that's lost revenue. My family loves to go to Dogwood Park, and I've used this before. Dogwood Park's an awesome park. And we have the little city park, but it's a small, you can't fit everybody in there. But I'd like to make a place for people in our county can go and spread out and relax and stay within our county and have something like a Dogwood Park for you to go and more than 20 people at our little city park. It's crowded, but if you go and be able to spread out and do these kind of things and go and play frisbee with your dog or go and take your kids and play on a playground and not be crowded. These kind of things are for the people in our county, and I'm not focusing on myself. I'm focusing on what the families and the people in our county need. They need a place to go and to relax and to open up. And right now, everything that we have to do, if we go on a date night, most everybody in our county leaves the county and goes to Putnam County to go out to the movies, to go out to eat, to go out on a date. We deserve that kind of stuff in our county as well.
One of the keys for a county mayor, county executive is leadership, working with the school system, working with the commissioners, working with the road department, the sheriff, and on down the line. What would you describe as your leadership style?
Be honest with you, I've been a pastor for the last 16 years, and working together to grow is all of what I'm about, getting people involved. And it takes everybody coming together, and I want to work with everybody. Like when you said the sheriff's department, I want to work with the sheriff's department and say, what do you need to help try to get the drugs out of our children's hand, to educate our children about the harm that the drugs cost, and growing into that to try to make our county drug-free, period, to be with the school system, because our teachers need a raise. You know, they've been overworked and underpaid for years. Our police department needed a raise. They've been overworked and underpaid for years. But, yes, the county commissioners is very important in this fact of, as they represent their district and what they need. So if the people in the district would go to the commissioners and say, hey, we need this change, or we need something like this in our county, and then come and we can all meet and put our heads together and see how we can get these things done.
Finally, Stephen Barlow, if someone casts their ballot for you, what are they getting in a county executive?
You're getting my honesty. Like I said, I've been a preacher for many years, and I don't bring my religion into the county. It's been said that we don't need a preacher. As a county executive, it's just something, these rumors that people start. But I say it's about time we Christian people get back involved in politics, and everybody says that they think politics is corrupt and all these things. You know, if we have somebody with morals and standards and honesty that you can trust without, you know, anybody paying attention to them, that's the kind of thing you get with me. You get my honesty, you get my morals, you get my integrity. There's somebody that's going to stand up for the people, and each individual person has a voice with me. I want to hear it. I want to listen, and I want to try to help. And that's what I want to do, to try to help everybody. And I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to try to, because I've been going and paying attention and talking to people for years and trying to help to feed some of the widows and things that we've seen that can't afford to pay for their medicine and their rent and all these things, and are having to sell their house because their husband or their wife had died and they're not getting their income and they're not buying food for themselves just because they can't, you know, they're trying to afford their insulin and things like that. And so I want to get involved in our community to find out, hey, if somebody's going without, we don't need that in our county. We want to try to uplift these people and take care of them, because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to take care of our widow and our children and make sure they're doing okay, they're taken care of, they're not going without. And I'd like to put a program in place and vamp up the Meals on Wheels program to make sure that everybody is taken care of. I ran into a lady that I had no food in her house, and she was eating cat food. That shouldn't go on. And if people would have a voice and say, listen, we need to take care of this person because she has no food in her house and things like that, that's where the county needs to step in and take care of their citizens. That's the kind of deal that you get with me, somebody that cares for each and individual person and wants to make sure that everybody is taken care of.
Stephen Barlow, a candidate for Overton County Executive, as we head to the polls in August.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828, to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Our next guest is Doug Stafford. He is seeking re-election to the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Doug, it's good to have you on the program. Let's go back to when you initially sought a seat on the Jackson County Commission. What was it that interested you enough to lead to a decision to run for the County Commission?
I've always believed in volunteering in your community and having worked like 28 years of second and third shift. I never had the opportunity, and I had the opportunity to go to day shift, and having two young grandchildren now and having those futures, not just mine or my two daughters, but my grandchildren and the community's grandchildren. I wanted the best possible stuff for Jackson County, that for them and for everybody's children, that possibly that the commission could actually help with.
Doug, what do you feel are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
The best characteristics, first of all, is being an honest, open, and clear, just asking the people what they want. And to me, it's not really doing what you want. Even sometimes you have to vote against what you might think, but if you think it's what the public, and it is the best interest in the public to get them what they want, that's the best characteristics to me.
Doug, what are some of the issues that you see facing Jackson County that you feel need to be addressed by the County Commission?
Well, first and foremost, we let our hospital go a few years ago, but that's a big issue. I don't think people quite understand what it would take to get a hospital back in. I almost think it's real close to being impossible with having Coolville, Livingston, all of those near. But it would be nice if somehow the County Commission could help get a clinic in down there for the people of Jackson County. That's the biggest one that I would love to help improve on.
Do you see specific things you feel maybe the county needs to do a better job of?
I think we strive to do a very good job and be open in there. Actually, I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and I would love to the county to get the Chamber of Commerce and every community in Jackson County, like have a roundtable session that everybody could get their input in on that, and to get everybody, which we have open meetings, it's that, and we don't have a lot of people there, but I would love for us to work to get every community together sometime in some kind of roundtable discussion.
During your campaign, as you've met with and talked to local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of some of their biggest concerns?
Well, of course, taxes. Nobody likes taxes, but everybody likes good schools and good roads there. I think a lot of people are worried about COVID affecting actually the taxes, but COVID actually helped the rural communities as much as anybody, because a lot of people started shopping local there. The tax revenue is part of it. Roads is probably a big one in there. Schools, it's probably the big three for about any community, I would think.
Doug Stafford, if you're reelected to the Jackson County Commission, what will the voters in District 1 be getting in Doug Stafford as their ongoing county commissioner?
Somebody who continues to work as hard as in every day that they have for the last 4 years, to be available 24/7. I have my phone numbers out there to hear your discussions, for not from just the first district, from every district, but just to be available to the constituents of Jackson County.
Our guest has been Doug Stafford. Again, he is seeking re-election to the Jackson County Commission out of District 1. Up next on the program is Mr. Roger Mason, Jr. Now, Roger is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 6. Roger, thank you for joining us on the program today. First thing I want to ask you about, and I want to go back to when you were first elected to the White County Commission. What was it that led to your decision to want to be part of the County Commission?
I had been attending some of the county commission meetings in an attempt to educate myself regarding our local county government, and did that off and on for about a year, and I decided that it might be an opportunity where I could help.
What do you feel like the most important characteristics are in being a good county commissioner?
I think it's important that we listen to the people in our community as far as what they've got to say, and patience is another good characteristic, because a lot of times, especially with me, I like to see stuff happen and I'm eager to get stuff done, but there is a process, and it does take a lot of patience sometimes to work through that process to to reach the end of your goals.
Roger, during your time on the commission, what are some areas that you've seen some growth and improvement that do you see where White County is truly making some strides in?
I think overall the county's in a really good position, especially financially. This commission for the last 4 years has been financially conservative. We've maintained for more than just the last 4 years the current property tax rate, and that's important. I know a lot of the areas around us in recent years have had to increase that property tax rate. We've had a lot of progress in the last couple of years related to our Parks and Rec Committee. We were able to secure a grant to develop a master plan, which is vital to being able to apply for future grants for other things. A lot of people would like to see some additional parks and recreation opportunities in the county, and combining that with the desire to not impose an additional tax burden on the residents, that leaves us with the necessity to go out and seek grant opportunities to improve those facilities. And part of that is having that master plan. Most of your grant opportunities now actually require you to have a master plan in place. And we've been working on that process for well over a year now. It's coming to a close here in the next month or so. So once we get that in place, we'll be able to start seeking some additional grant funding to do some things that people are telling us that they want.
Roger Mason, Jr., our guest on Meet the Candidates. Roger, if you're reelected to the White County Commission, what would you tell the voters of District 6 they'll be getting in Roger Mason, Jr. as their ongoing county commissioner?
I try to work hard. I try to do what's right. The things that are important to me are my faith in God, my family, and then community. I'm a teacher at White County Middle School. I made a career change a couple years ago and started teaching, and that lines up with what I want to do regarding the county commission. I like and serve community, have honesty, integrity. It may not always be what everybody wants. I learned a long time ago that if you want to make everybody happy, sell ice cream. And I know that we're all not always going to agree, but I will always try to do the right thing.
Roger Mason, Jr. has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 6. That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, be sure to visit Newstalk94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.